Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, Vic, do you think you might have ADHD?
Well, listeners keep emailing me, telling me that they think I do, so probably.
Mind you, listeners also email us saying we talk too much about your mum's feet, so what do they know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I honestly had no idea about the connection between overdrinking and ADHD until we started this podcast.
About 40% of people that have had any sort of drinking issues also apparently have ADHD.
Whenever we chat to ex-drinkers, this comes up more than you'd believe. If you have ADHD or suspect you might, or just want to learn about this link, then we would encourage you to check out the I Have ADHD podcast.
It's the place where adults with ADHD find research-based information, validation, and tons of support.
This is the best way to feel less alone and hear some of the answers to the questions you've been sitting with for too long. You'll hear detailed descriptions of what it means to have ADHD and enjoy interviews with the foremost experts in the industry so that you don't have to read those ADHD books that are collecting dust on your shelf.
Yeah. Listen to the I Have ADHD podcast and learn how ADHD affects every aspect of your life, from the boardroom to the bedroom.
In the podcast, you'll also hear about their ADHD coaching program, which is called Focused. Focused is made up of three pillars: courses, coaching, and community. It is designed to help you build your own self-improvement program and is perfect for the ADHD brain.
And you can get $50 off the course just by using the code SOBER, S-O-B-E-R. So if you're tired of feeling stuck and don't know where to start, listen to the I Have ADHD podcast.
The kettle's boiled, Vic.
Great. Perfect timing. Just a dash of milk for me, please, mate.
Here you go. Shall we get started then?
Have you ever woken up on a Sunday morning and said, I'm never drinking again, and then found yourself waving 50 bucks at a barman by happy hour?
Are you wondering why everyone else can stop at one, while you head to a dodgy after party with a weird bloke called Disco Dave? If so, it might be time to take a deeper look at your relationship with your reliable social crutch, alcohol.
On each episode, we'll investigate our own dysfunctional dealings with booze and find out if it's possible to stop this deeply ingrained habit before things get too messy.
Yep, we're going to open up a shame shed of humiliating drinking stories to help you understand why waking up from a booze coma each weekend with a kebab sticking out of your top pocket might actually be negatively impacting your health.
Hamish and I are here to delve into what it's like being sober, an unwanted warts and all look into why giving up those cheeky pints or putting down those mummy wines will make you feel happier, help your anxiety and mental health, and turn you into the most sparkly, authentic version of you.
Won't that mean I become boring, though, Vic?
Well, Hamish, we'll just have to wait and see. I'm Victoria Vanstone.
I'm Hamish Adams-Cairns.
And this is Sober Awkward.
And just to give you an overview of the sort of culture that I was in, I definitely chose the right industry because drinking was definitely part of the culture. For example, we had Mary O.T., who was the wonderful Irish tea lady, and she would do all the teas. And then if we won a pitch, which was quite regular, there was a celebration, we would hear the clinking of the glasses. We'd know if we'd won because we'd hear the clinking of the glasses on the drinks trolley. The teacups would be put away, the glasses and the bottle of wine and the bowls of peanuts would come out, and we'd all hang around the full-size snooker table in the centre of the office. So the fact that we have a full-size snooker table says a lot about where the interests lay. So that was actually, I've got to say it, if you're going to be wanting to drink, it was good fun at the time around that table. But then we wouldn't be able to get home. We'd have to get taxis. We'd be blind drunk.
So that's just saying that advertising environment was so toxic for a big drinker, wasn't it?
It was very toxic. And I was also surrounded by so many people who were, you know, I didn't notice I had a problem because everyone was drinking in the same ways as me. So, yeah, some more highlights. I had a really massive hangover, and sometimes I used to order there, cheers, clients, order a taxi on the client's bill. Mm. And I snuck downstairs and they said, your car's arrived. And I went down to the front of the agency and they'd ordered a huge stretch limo. And everyone was looking out the window and I ran into the car, ducked down and said to the driver, drive, drive, drive. I was so sheepish, I felt so ill. Another one, again, massive hangover, called another taxi in the morning to go to a client meeting about an hour away. And I got into the car and the driver said, oh, excuse me, miss, do you think we could stop at a shop? I think you should buy some mints because you've got really bad booze breath.
Oh, no.
And so I went to the meeting, got the mints, went in with minty fresh breath, sat down, and we had these big boards where we had the ads that we were presenting to the client. I think it was for cat food, Felix cat food or something. And I was so hungover and shaky that I decided that I actually couldn't talk. I felt so ill. So I just hid behind the boards that I was holding up and I allowed my partner, Ashley, who was doing the art side of things, and he did all the talking, and I actually contributed nothing apart from standing there hiding behind the board. So yes, another highlight as well, another thing I'm very proud of. After a particularly boozy work do that went on most of the night, I came to in a hotel room with a work colleague. Don't know what happened. I don't actually think anything had happened. I'd crashed out, but I was so sheepish. And then I realised the time and I said, quick, we've got to go. And I said, let's wash our faces. And there were these face wipes there. So we got these face wipes and wiped our faces with them and then got out onto the street. And then I realised that they were the shoe polish wipes. We had sticky faces.
Oh, my God.
We had this shoe polish all over our faces. So I sneakily snuck off walking back to the office to go to work. I think it was a Friday morning. The shame was just unbelievable. And then I got into the office. Everyone else was probably out doing, you know, wild and crazy things. But me here, of course, Muggins, the first person I see is someone who has spotted me walking towards. It was about 7 o'clock. It was really early. I was walking back to the office and he went, you look like you had a good time last night.
Oh, no. The shame, the humiliation.
Absolute shame.
Oh, that's smug. I hate it when people say things like that. It's just so horrible. It just makes you feel about 10 times worse. Like, I know what you've done. You're a naughty person. Dear, oh dear. Shoe polish on your face. That is so random.
It was random. And I was just all uncoordinated and shaky and weird.
Oh,
and
horrible.
But putting on an act that everything was.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast. And this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
So, Vic, do you think you might have ADHD?
Well, listeners keep emailing me, telling me that they think I do, so probably.
Mind you, listeners also email us saying we talk too much about your mum's feet, so what do they know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I honestly had no idea about the connection between overdrinking and ADHD until we started this podcast.
About 40% of people that have had any sort of drinking issues also apparently have ADHD.
Whenever we chat to ex-drinkers, this comes up more than you'd believe. If you have ADHD or suspect you might, or just want to learn about this link, then we would encourage you to check out the I Have ADHD podcast.
It's the place where adults with ADHD find research-based information, validation, and tons of support.
This is the best way to feel less alone and hear some of the answers to the questions you've been sitting with for too long. You'll hear detailed descriptions of what it means to have ADHD and enjoy interviews with the foremost experts in the industry so that you don't have to read those ADHD books that are collecting dust on your shelf.
Yeah. Listen to the I Have ADHD podcast and learn how ADHD affects every aspect of your life, from the boardroom to the bedroom.
In the podcast, you'll also hear about their ADHD coaching program, which is called Focused. Focused is made up of three pillars: courses, coaching, and community. It is designed to help you build your own self-improvement program and is perfect for the ADHD brain.
And you can get $50 off the course just by using the code SOBER, S-O-B-E-R. So if you're tired of feeling stuck and don't know where to start, listen to the I Have ADHD podcast.
It's fine.
Can you tell me the story? I'm just going to say the word jockey, Louise. I think there is a funny story about someone we know, a work-related misdemeanour.
Okay, yeah, this is a legend, and it's a legendary story, actually, from my ex-husband. And this is a friend of his, so this is a real story. So his friend was working for a legal firm. He was a lawyer, and they had a big function at the office, and they had they were having a barbecue and a pig roast. Sorry, vegetarians, including me. It's not a very nice image, but yes, they had a pig roast and lots of booze flowing. And he broke into one of the rooms, which was an evidence room, and they had he was working on a very high profile case of involving a jockey, and he stole the jockey's cap and whip from the evidence room. It was all in a sealed bag, and it was ready to go.
Yeah.
And it was part of the evidence. And the people at the party turned round, and there he was. They'd pig roast, they'd cooled it down, and he was sat at the top with the jockey
riding the pig
and with the whip.
I
think that might have affected
classic.
The case and probably ended his career there.
Oh my God, riding the pig roast. I mean, imagine waking up the next morning and remembering that flashing into your brain. It's funny how we look back, all of the jobs that I had, like all of your jobs were all in advertising, all these things that happened, weren't they? Because it was so rife within that business. And for me, when I look back on my jobs, it's so similar. Like, you were in the same business for a long time, but I did lots of different jobs that involved me being amongst people that drank. So I actually chose jobs where I could sort of hide my drinking among the people I worked with and amongst the culture there. Because I had a lot of pub jobs where everyone was drunk by lock-ins, and we used to have our mouths over the beer taps every night, gulping down, having beer competitions. We even had a sign where if you went and said, "Can I see the captain?" it meant you went downstairs and did a line of coke off a picture of a captain.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Everyone would go, "Oh, go and see the captain." Everybody knew what that meant. Yeah, that was in one pub in Brighton. I mean, I was a waitress. There's my classic story. You know, it sounds quite innocent, these jobs, but they always ended in sort of calamitous situations for me. Like that job ended up with me in a blackout round some work colleague's house squatting on a white carpet and their mum finding me and me having to quit the job the next day because everyone had found out about it. So there was always some booze-related story, no matter what I did. I did work for a Millennium Bug company once, which was actually a complete con. I was selling people like CDs so their computers wouldn't break on the Millennium, but apparently it was all total bullshit. Anyway, at the Christmas party there, I snogged a married man. I told the boss that he was a con man, and then I did get sacked. And it's weird office environments. Let's quickly talk about that, Louise. In those environments, you're with people that you don't know all day, every day, for 5 days a week. And it's a very odd situation to be in, isn't it, don't you think?
Yeah, you're absolutely right there. And then it kind of creates, especially something like advertising, well, I suppose in any job, it creates an enforced intimacy in a way. And
yes.
Then when you're kind of all in it together. And then if you add drink to that, then that becomes skewed and you end up, you know, with the wrong person or just in really embarrassing situations. And everything becomes sort of twisted and unprofessional. It's like the opposite of what it should be.
Yes, so you've done all these unprofessional things and then you've got to go in the next day and pretend to be professional. It creates some very, very weird situations. We used to have somebody at one office I worked at who would go in and do a poo on the toilet seat at work and then come out and nobody knew who it was. It was like a secret poo person, the secret plopper, we called them. I mean, what sort of environment are you working in where there's someone you know really well that you work close to every day and you know it's someone in the office, and we had to like set up cameras and stuff and find out who the plopper it was.
And did you find out who
it was? The guy
plopper?
It was the guy from the postal room was doing it, was going into the ladies' toilets and doing a poo on the seat. Isn't it weird?
Leaving his special parcel behind.
He was probably drunk or hungover. needed to do the grog bot.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're questioning your relationship with booze, you're struggling to moderate, or your hangovers are causing anxiety, it might be time to reach out for some support.
Yeah, just talk to a mate about how you're feeling, contact a local doctor, find an AA or sobriety group. Vic's got one.
Yeah, just head to www.cuppa.community.
Remember, if you're questioning yourself, it might be time to seek support.
Even though this journey can be awkward, it is definitely worth it. And if you've enjoyed the Sober Awkward podcast, don't forget to review it, rate it, and share it with your mates.
They have to share it with their mates?
Yeah, of course they do. I'm not doing this for nothing, Hamish. Bloody hell.
How do they share it?
I don't know. Just write it on So, as you probably know, my comedy memoir, A Thousand Wasted Sundays, is officially out. All my magnificent fuckuppery in one awkward hit. If you'd like to get your hands on a copy, it's now available from all good bookstores.
We always say all good bookstores, don't we? Yeah. Are there bad bookstores?
I don't know, it's probably ones with moody sellers.
Oh, yeah, really depressed librarian folks.
Yes, okay, yes, good, yes. Good. So there are probably some, but we're only storing it in the good ones.
It's only made it into the goodies.
You can also get it from all good online retailers. The print version and ebook are out now, and the audiobook will be available in March. I've been writing my memoir for 5 years. It will make you laugh, cry and cringe, and hopefully inspire a few people to reconsider their relationship with booze. If you love the podcast, then I think you'll love the book, even if I do say so myself. Hamish has read it. What did you think?
I feel like I know a little bit too much about you now, to be honest, Vic. Look, I really loved it. It was hilarious and surprisingly moving, but I feel like I've seen you naked in a literary sense.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's worrying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From an emotional point of view, seriously, it wobbled my teeny weeny wooden heart, Vic.
Okay.
My teeny little wooden heart.
Well, his teeny little, his wooden heart is broken. Anyway, so if you do manage to get your filthy mitts on a copy, please do me a favour and head to goodreads.com and give me a review. Doing that will help me get it out there to those that need a bit of sober support. So there you have it. My story, unwanted warts and all. Come and get awkward with me.
Not to be too demanding or anything, but seriously, go and buy it now.
Yeah, go and buy it. Go and buy it right now.
Yeah, don't just tell your friends. Buy it and then buy your friends one or two.
Yeah, yeah, don't give them a copy. Yeah. Buy it, yeah.
And you know what? Don't be careful where you store it. If you lose it, you can always buy another five.
Yeah, buy another one.
Yeah.